This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 11th. Well, I think our stocks are doing remarkably well today, considering the 10-year Treasury yields at 3%. The big news, of course, today was the Consumer Price Index. It did confirm that inflation has peaked, but the drop in inflation was nowhere near what some people were expecting. Energy prices declined 2.7% in April, accounted for the bulk of the drop. The core rate of inflation is still running pretty high. It was up 0.6% in March and 3.2% in the last 12 months. The main weakness in inflation continues to be used vehicle prices. They declined 0.4% for the third month in a row. So that's good news, because that was a big inflation issue. We'd like to eventually see rents start to back off a bit. As the Fed raises rates, they're trying to prick the real estate bubble gently, and that will be key, but rents are still rising. The other big news, I should say, is that energy is doing phenomenal. Crude oil cracked $100 a barrel yesterday. Now it's back up sharply today. And so our energy stocks are just on fire. So I feel very, very good about this big commodity bet we have in energy, fertilizer, food, and shipping stocks. That is definitely the strength in our portfolios. The semiconductors are actually doing okay as well. So I'm very impressed with the rebound that I'm seeing. I do want to give you some interesting statistics. You know, our friends at Bespoke are very good market historians, and they've noted that the NASDAQ composite has had 8 previous 25% drawdowns. And technically, just so you know, between November 19th and May 9th, the NASDAQ composite did fall 27.6%. And that was over a 171-day period. The average 25% correction is only 161 days. So we have corrected longer than normal, okay? And in the 8 previous times this has happened, the NASDAQ composite has risen 1.9% in the next month, 11% next 3 months, 20.4% next 6 months, and 33.5% in the next year. So the market remains grossly oversold, okay? We're having a good bounce here, okay? We're still getting good earnings. And I'm very, very impressed by what I see. Now, are we going to go straight up? Absolutely not, okay? This market's going to bounce. It's probably going to stall a bit and digest the bounce back. But it's very, very clear that good stocks do bounce right back. Some bad stocks obviously fall like rocks. So obviously we still have to get NVIDIA's earnings out. That's the kind of ends the earnings season. Obviously, I'm expecting great things from NVIDIA, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm very, very encouraged. I think a lot of the risk has been running out of the market. We still have interest rate uncertainty. We have a lot of interesting cross currents going on. It would be nice if China could reopen their economy. That's obviously a big, big distraction. But the consumer remains incredibly healthy. In fact, it was reported this week that consumers piled on more debt than ever before. And, when consumers have access to credit, they spend money. It's as simple as that. Now, consumer balance sheets are in pretty good shape. I mean, default rates are low. A lot of consumers have real estate wealth. A lot of them have money in the markets as well. And so a lot of consumers are very responsible with their debt, okay? So overall, I feel pretty good here, folks. Nice rebound. Hopefully it'll continue all week. We have the producer price index tomorrow. Wholesale prices, that will be significant. But otherwise, the market is washed out. It's bouncing back, and the good stocks like we have are bouncing back much faster. If you do want the Oasis's out there, it is still the stocks with the highest dividends. The top 100 stocks in the S&P with the highest dividend yields, and actually are the most domestic are doing the best. The reason that's an issue is the dollar is very strong. Multinationals get paid in eroding currencies or operate in weak economies. So a domestic company, a good example would be like something like a Costco or Lowe's, will have an edge over a multinational, okay? And for disclosure, we do own Costco and manage accounts. My wife owns it. And we do have Lowe's and manage accounts as well. So those are the kind of stocks or the oasis out there. They basically want high dividend domestic stocks. And those are the ones that perform the best in April and done very well year to date. So that's it. Slowly Avalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts and during fast market conditions. But I hope you feel good that our stocks are definitely bouncing back big time. Take care, everybody.